Happy Monday, or happy whatever day of the week it is when you're actually listening to this. I used to call these mini episodes Monday's Motivational Mindset, but I'm finding that not everyone listens to these episodes on Monday. So whatever day it is, I hope that your week is going well. It's the last week of March. It's the end of quarter one, or Q1 if you're in the corporate world. It marks 1/4 or 1/4 of the year being over. Or if you take the optimist view, you would say you have 3/4 of the year left. And that's what we're going to focus on. It helps you have that better mindset and that perspective of the huge amount of time that you have left this year to be that person you wanted to be by the end of it. And to help you with that mindset, today's quote is, "Fail early, fail often, but always fail forward," by John C. Maxwell. Welcome to Mom Wife Career Life's weekly empowering episode of Monday's Motivational Mindset. And you know what that means. It's time to kickstart your week with a boost of inspiration, positivity, and a full lot of motivation. Working moms, I get it. Mondays can be tough. We all know that. But they're also a chance for a fresh start, a new opportunity, and the perfect day to set the tone for a successful week ahead. I'm Carrie Pat, your host and fellow working mom. Every week, I'll be sharing a motivational quote and we'll break it down, share stories, and uncover the wisdom it holds for our unique journey as working moms. So whether you're getting ready for work, making those school lunches, or just enjoying a quiet moment alone, let's dive into this week's dose of motivation. Let's make this Monday count. Today's quote is, "Fail early, fail often, but always fail forward." And to break it down a bit, fail early, what does it mean? It means start taking those chances. Don't let fear hold you back. Do the thing, try the thing, and put in the effort. And if you fail, so what? You're failing early. You're not waiting for that perfect moment or those perfect conditions to start. You started. And if you didn't start yet, don't give up on those goals. Get your butt in gear. Fail often? Now, you might be questioning that part, but there is a lot of opportunity to grow, and you could really learn a lot from failure. You learn how to be persistent, build resiliency, and don't be discouraged with setbacks. Learn from them. Learn what works, what doesn't work, and it will ultimately make you more successful in the long run. And always, always fail forward. This is my absolute favorite part of this quote. Don't let failure hold you back. Learn from your mistakes. Make adjustments. Pivot if you have to, but don't give up. Use that failure to build your resiliency and be a stepping stone towards your right next step, and as motivation to do better, to be better. I first heard fail forward from my podcast coach. There is a lot of fear and challenges when starting a podcast and starting a business, but I just hear her voice in my head when I let that fear or that self-doubt creep in, which it does. Fail forward. And with anything new, chances are you will fail. It's part of the process, but it's what you do with that failure that makes a difference. In the book that I read every morning, Shift Your Thinking by Dean Del Santo, he shared that in speaking with some corporate executives, they said that a venture risked and failed can have the value equivalent to a master's degree in what you can learn from it. And I really do believe that. When you are personally and emotionally invested in something and it doesn't go well, if you stop to take the time to understand why it didn't go well and what you could have done better or differently to be more successful, it could totally make all the difference. And this could be something as big as trying to start your own business or trying to reach your weight goals or health goals. Using my sad self as an example, I've had trouble maintaining a healthy weight since having kids and finally got all the weight off and was maintaining it and then ended up putting half the weight back on. I feel like that's a lot of mom stories, but I'm not giving up on my health goal this year. I'm taking the time to really learn where I went wrong many times and what I need to change in my routines and really in my mindset to get back to that optimal health. And side note, if there is something on your heart that you want to do in life or an area that you want to improve in, get a coach. People like myself start coaching because they have failed forward. They have been through something difficult in their life, trials and errors, and they know what has worked to get them to where they are today. Coaches cost money, but it's really an investment in your time, in your future, in your mental space, in your health, and in your wellness. I invested in a podcast coach because I knew there was so much to learn and way too many opportunities along the way for me to take a wrong turn. So I picked someone that has a proven track record of success with their clients because I don't want to try to figure it all out on my own because I know I'll fail along the way. And I'm almost a year in, and I promise you, without a coach, I would not be where I am today. I may have even given up because of the failure that I had. So mamas, this week, I challenge you to look at those goals that you have for this year and do a spot check. Reflect on where you are with each one. Tomorrow's episode goes into detail on how to do that process, so definitely listen in, but you're checking in to see where you are with each one. Did you even start it yet? If not, why not? Did you start and then stop? Like you started going to the gym or exercising at home and you were really good for a few weeks and then it just became less and less and now you're not even going at all? That is me with walking 10,000 steps a day. Or are you going for something bigger, like starting a side gig and you got stuck or made a wrong decision? Don't give up. Take the time to learn from your failures and make the change. Fail forward. So what small changes can you make from what you learned from your failure that will help propel you forward? Head on over to our Facebook community, Work-Life Balance for Working Moms, and tell us what change you're going to make so we can help keep you accountable. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat. Before you go, if you found this podcast helpful, I would be so grateful if you would take a minute, go on over to iTunes, and leave me a review. If you have other stressed out mamas in your life that you feel this podcast could help, take a screenshot of this episode, post it in your Instagram stories and tag me and let them know that they are not alone and they can create balance in their life too. If there is a topic you'd like me to cover or you just want to connect, DM me on Instagram at mom.wife.career.life or come on over and hang out with us in our Facebook community. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat.